A word for you from Luke 13 verse 3. Our Lord Jesus Christ declared, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the religious hypocrites and he drove the corrupt money changers out of the temple with a whip. Jesus said, I tell you no, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Who is your best teacher? Your best teacher is not the one who praises you and is satisfied with your second attempt. Your best teacher or coach is the one who pushes you and stretches you to do better, not accepting your second best. Your best teacher is the one who demands more and enables you to achieve above and beyond anything you thought possible. Our Lord Jesus Christ challenged us to go deeper, further, and reach higher for his kingdom. There is a battle for our souls. The world is constantly bullying us to conform. Everybody's doing it, they say. But God's word commands us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The world tells us to be greedy. God's word commands us to be grateful. The world wants us to be selfish. We're commanded to be generous. The world tells us to take and hoard. God tells us to give and to share. The world encourages indulgence. If it feels good, do it. But God commands us to sacrifice. The world tells us to be self-centered. Me, myself, I. But we're to be Christ-centered. The spirit of this age is materialism. Give me, give me. But we are to be spiritually minded, living in the light of eternity. The world tells us to love things and use people. But the Lord commands us to love God's creatures and to use things. We can bow before the idols of fame and fortune, or we can refuse to bow to any idols. We can revere political and sports idols, or we can fear God alone. We can choose to justify ourselves saying, I'm a good person, it's not my fault. Or we can confess and forsake our sins. The world tells us to take revenge. God tells us to do restitution. The world encourages boasting. The Bible teaches us to humble ourselves before God. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You can seek approval from the world or approval from God alone. You can do what is popular or you can do what is right. You can accept the majority opinion or you can agree with God's word. You can take the easy way or you can take the right way. Every decision you make makes you more a creature of heaven or of hell. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.